Alrighty, everybody, we are back with another edition of Manager's Corner. I'm Tyler Thompson. I'm sitting here with City Manager Todd Larson. Thanks for coming down, Todd.
Yeah, you bet, Tyler.
We've got some information on the downtown street project. Looks like JJC will be the construction company that'll be working on that.
Yeah, they're a local guy, local company. I was really happy to see that they got the three contracts here, low bidders on the state job and our water job and our paving job. So that was nice to see. So talking to Chris Meng, they're busy, getting everything ready and getting all the equipment, supplies on the first barge. And he's going to be ready to get going pretty soon. First thing, they're going to demolish that Dillingham Hotel. So once that starts going down, you can see that things are going to happen pretty quick then.
Yeah, I saw that was kind of the new thing from last time that we talked. So that's going to go down in the spring?
Yeah, that's the first thing he's going to do.
And so lagoon aeration project, I know we talked about this a little bit before, but it looks like request proposals are going to go out this spring?
Yeah, we're getting pretty close. My planner there, Cynthia, is still working on getting that project out for bid here. Just a reminder on that one, we did receive a $335,000 subsidy for this project, which from the state of Alaska, which during the current climate is pretty great. So that is a significant help for that bill on that project.
Yeah, that's going to cover half of the cost of everything, correct?
Yeah.
So you're looking at a deadline or at least construction being completed by the end of the season by winter?
That's correct, yeah. We have to get that done before winter.
And then you have a PSA here about all the construction that's happening this summer and letting folks know that it's going to probably be pretty crazy.
Yeah, and again, we're just asking, just be patient and Chris is going to work out a traffic plan for, obviously we got to make sure everybody can get to work and to store, et cetera, post office. So Chris is working hard on getting a traffic plan that will ensure that. But we just want to ask for people's patience. The outcome at the end will be wonderful. It'll be a great change in the city, and it'll have a whole different feel. I'm really, really excited about that.
It's looking like next month, McDowell Group's going to be returning for another public meeting for the Waterfront Strategic Plan.
Yeah, we've been talking to them. We want them to do one more meeting here. We're trying to get some specific people to a public meeting. It looks like I think February 11th is going to be the date. We were just talking about that just before I came over here. So I don't have times or anything, but I'll make sure that you get them. But one of the areas we really need assistance in is when somebody comes to me, if we can get some of the local fishermen to come down and talk to us and talk to the designers, so we make sure that, maybe get their thoughts and ideas in the plan. So if you're a fisherman out there, it would be great if you could come down and check it out and see what you think.
Next thing I wanted to talk about, some new revenues for the city, the online sales tax.
That was a Supreme Court case with Wayfair in South Dakota summer before last. Basically, because you have these huge corporations like a Walmart or an Amazon or, those, they're selling online. We all order some of the stuff online, but there's no sales tax associated with that helps the city. But no, bottom line with this is the online sales taxes. We put a resolution in. Alaska Municipal League is running a commission and will collect the sales tax for the city of Dillingham and remit it. So that will kind of replace some of our declining revenues in that area. So we're looking at about another 3 or 4 months before our ordinances will be ready, and then we'll be ready to join the group.
Great. So it'll go into the general fund that the city has?
Yeah.
Reserve? Okay.
Yeah. It'll go in the general fund, and it pays for, basically all this, all the projects we talked about and things like that. So, yeah, it'll definitely be put to good use.
Yeah, that'll be a nice boost. Was there anything else that you wanted to touch on with some of these projects that you would like people to know that maybe we didn't go over?
Oh, nothing I can think of right now. I just wanted to come in and do a quick update, and we want to keep doing these things, and we'll probably do them more frequently coming this spring as things start changing, everybody can tune in and listen to see what's the latest. But yeah, no, that's great. Thanks for having me here today.
Yeah, absolutely. Looks like everything's on track. Thanks, Todd. Yeah. Thanks for coming down.